Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Gould.
I didn't mean to crumb up your opening that way.
Well, always, Tex, please, will you stand up the far end of the studio where the air conditioning blows that away?
Well, that's where I am now.
Yeah.
I can't see you fellas with that piano up like that.
Well, we always have the piano up so you can hear.
I would like to say to all of the fans who have sent us food packages that we of the Smoky Valley Boys group are mighty appreciative. It's been wonderful, your response to our food messages, and we appreciate all them cake and those cookies which have been sent in.
Well,
I would like to ask you, though, if you're sending in food, put plenty of postage on it.
That's right, because...
Getting here gamey, is it?
Yeah. Being delayed in the mail, and they're getting just... In this hot weather, those food packages just get gamey,
That's
folks.
That's right, Ray. And also, all you folks, please don't send us money. We don't need it. The boys and I thank you very much for it, but don't like to have our fans sending us money.
Yes, of course.
And if you do send it, put plenty of postage on the money.
Well, now, look here... Now, look here, Tex. You can't be asking folks to send you food. They have no responsibility for feeding you at all.
Well, I know
that. Get that into your head right now.
I'm well aware of that, Miss Magoon, but...
Let's change places, Tex, shall we?
All right.
There we are. It's much better.
That's better.
But yes, you don't have any right at all going on the radio talking about food packages.
Well, I just want to set the folks straight, that's all. What's that package you've got there today?
This is a swimsuit.
Isn't that a nice thing? I saw that down in the office, before we came up here.
Bobby, you're awfully funny.
Where did this come from?
What?
Where did this come from?
Well, this came down from Bridgeport.
It's from Bridgeport?
Yes, from D.E. Kenny of Bridgeport.
Not D.E. Kenny?
Yes.
Wow.
And it is an old woolen...
You know him, Bob?
Hello?
No, I never heard of him.
Will you let me talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
And they sent it in to me to use on the swim tomorrow when I set out for Bedloe's Island.
That's right. Would you describe the model, what type of bathing suit this is?
It goes back a few years, actually, this suit.
Yeah.
And it's the scratchy, woolly type.
Oh, yeah.
But once you get it wet, it's all right.
Mm-hmm. It's gray. I might say it's a two-tone gray job.
Well, that, of course, I think is from usage and the sun beating down on it. I don't think the designer nor the dyer anticipated it at all.
But you will be wearing this suit in your historic swim to Bedloe's Island tomorrow.
Hmm? Yes, but underneath my regular suit. I'll wear it for warmth more than anything.
For warmth and good luck.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you very much. And we'll all be there now. Don't forget. Tomorrow.
Oh, we're planning to make a big deal out of the whole thing.
Right
now, we have a bulletin from the Bob and Ray Travel Bureau.
Attention. Attention, sportsmen. Everyone is going to Venice this year for the duck shooting. Now, take one of our Venetian blinds with you.
Yes, sports. You have to shoot ducks from a duck blind. And what more logical thing than to shoot ducks in Venice from a Venetian blind?
And be prepared for every emergency. Suppose your duck falls in a canal. Be smart. Be thrifty. Retrieve it with a Bob and Ray collapsible gondola.
Now make a splash in Venice's sporting circles with a Bob and Ray collapsible gondola. It will hold two hunters and one duck, or one hunter and two ducks, or three ducks and no hunter.
So buy a pair of our hip boots, too. And wade the entire length of the Grand Canal.
What's more, everyone is going to Italy this year to make motion pictures, perhaps you've noticed. So why not combine 2 weeks of shooting ducks in Venice with 2 weeks of shooting scenes in Milan?
Know the thrill of eating duck Milanese in its own hometown and passing Ava Gardner the orange sauce at the same time.
Go to Italy and swap shotgun shells with Cecil B. DeMille. All you need is money.
We provide the ducks.
Now, the Bob and Ray Travel Bureau takes you everywhere.
All you need is money.
Now, if you'd like more information, write to Bon Voyage, NBC, New York. Enclose lots of money, and we'll get you out of the country in a hurry.
That's spelled M-O-N-E-Y.
Free handkerchiefs for you friends to wave goodbye with.
M-O-N-E-Y, NBC, New York.
Well, time is really flitting by this afternoon, and, almost at the halfway point, but we do have a call on the phone from Steve Bosco, I think. Hello?
Hello there.
Yeah, it's you, huh?
Hello, Bob and Ray?
Yeah.
Steve Bosco calling. Hello?
You sound much better than you did a couple of nights ago when you were in the Shady Glen Hospital there. What happened?
I'm out. I got out of there last night. Have to take it easy for a few days, the doctor said, but he did a very good job on my nose.
What happened?
Well, did I tell you about it?
No.
All
we know is you had a slight altercation with your fighter, Beauregard Oldfield.
Beauregard boffed me one, fellas.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking it over. I think I had it coming, but there's been a parting of the way there. We've lost a little money on Beauregard. Let's forget the whole 6% business.
You mean you're...
Hello?
You mean...
Here's the thing now. I've got another little fella here that I think we can make a lot of money with.
Well, you mean Beauregard is out, huh?
Beauregard is done.
Uh-huh.
And this little kid I got now, he's quite a scrapper. He'll be great in the ring, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the proper training and with the proper encouragement, a little pay, incidentally.
Yes.
Money.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hello.
Well, we're cut off for a minute. If you'd send me a little money, I could give this kid an advance paycheck, so to speak.
You know, we'd feel a lot better about sending you money if you'd show up here once in a while.
He's a matador.
He's a what?
A matador, and I got two little bulls with him, too. And I
thought... This fellow is a bullfighter?
That's right. That's right, Bob and Ray.
What do you intend to do with him here in this country?
And he'll get out there, and I think he'll make a lot of money for us.
Well, all right.
He's been slightly damaged, this matador.
A slightly damaged matador bought, huh?
Yes, he's from Spain. He's done a little professional matadoring in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, he's damaged. But,
do you mean he's damaged?
Well, you know, when a matador gets hurt.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it is. But he's coming along fine.
Good.
He's champing at the bit. He wants to get back into the business. And I think we can line up some swell bullfighting shots around the country.
All
tomorrow.
Right. Well, hurry up. Your time is just about up. We'll talk to you about it tomorrow.
Get the money off, will you, fellas?
Yeah, okay.
I'm over at Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Just send it to the most expensive hotel there.
Okay.
Now to Steve Bosco, rounding third, being thrown out of home.
What is this? We have a canción today?
Yes, a rumba. And to be played by our men of music.
That must mean the trio, huh?
Yeah, and it's Cachita. Very much. That ending was very, very, very production trapping. Very production trapping.
Bob,
you were saying...
Yeah, I was saying that...
Or is it the hum off the guitar?
No. Ever in search of new and unusual people to take part in our program, our scouts have come up today with a gentleman who probably will hit you as being one of the most unusual to date. His name is Walton Fenmore.
How do you do? It's a pleasure to be with you all. I'm Shirley.
Here with me at our microphone, and I wonder if you'd tell us a little bit about just why our scouts brought you up, Walton.
Well, I understand that you have unusual occupations.
That's right. We
on your program.
Unusual jobs.
I'm your man. I'm different. I'm kind of whimsical. You see, what I am, actually, I'm a troubleshooter.
A troubleshooter. You work for the telephone company, I imagine. Or maybe a bank examiner or something.
No, I shoot for trouble. I look for it, actually. I get into it. I tell you what I do.
You try to get into trouble?
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. First of all, I like to get behind the eight ball. And at no expense to myself. I find a likely-looking pool room and sidle into it, you know. And then I sidle up to a pool table unobtrusively. Sure. And then, you know, under the pretense of flicking some ashes off the table or stooping over to pick up a butt or something.
Yeah.
I get right behind the eight ball.
Right behind the eight ball, huh?
Stand there for the longest time.
Sure, I can see. What other kinds of trouble do you get
into? Well, I get in a pretty kettle of fish. This costs a little money, though.
How do you do? This runs into finance.
Well, first I have to get a pretty kettle, and I usually...
Those are difficult to find.
Well, you find them in gift shops.
Gift shops. Uh-huh.
Spelled S-H-O-P-P-E, that kind, you know?
All the old styles.
Then I have to get me some fish. In the summer I go fishing, you know, fluke, hake, flounders, porgy, and so forth. Then I fill up the pretty kettle with fish, and I get in it. Pretty messy, see, and I spoil more pairs of pants and everything. That's why I don't like that kind of trouble as much.
What are some of the most interesting troubles you've been in?
I get in a mess. Sort of a joke in a way. I told you I was whimsical.
Yes, well, I
laugh every time I think of that.
Sure.
Here's the story. During the war, I was a sailor on a destroyer, see?
Oh.
So one day I opened a door and I walked into a room, and guess where I was?
Where?
I was in a mess. Get it? Officer's mess?
Officer's mess, yeah. Well, that's all right. That's
I laugh at that one every time I say it.
That is a whimsical one.
Well, that gives you a rough idea of how I'm a troubleshooter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can ever use me on your program, let me know, will you?
Yeah.
So long, fellas.
Look out there, young man. Look out.
Golly, he knocked that glass of guava jelly right out of Mary's hand. He fell into it.
Don't worry, fellas. I've been in a jam before.
We have time for a short bedtime story today.
Oh,
must be a lot of
so.
Kids taking their naps about now.
Everybody up, sure.
All right, time for Uncle Ray and today's bedtime story.
Hello, kids. And how are you today, Junior?
Fine, Uncle Ray. What's the story about today?
You got another one of my cigars?
Yeah, I'm just holding it for you.
Okay.
Just taking a puff now.
Don't
and
smoke
then.
It now.
No,
okay, kids, flop down in front of the radio. Take the gum out of your mouth. Incidentally, you kids have been getting in my hair, you know? So will you pay attention today to the story?
Okay, we're all paying attention.
It's about this hood, see, Red Riding? And, She was
going to... How old was she, Uncle Ray?
Now, look, Junior, don't trouble me. Leave me tell the story, you know? So, you want to match?
How old was she?
Do you want to match for that?
Yeah, it's gone out.
All right. And, she was a young kid, see?
What is it, El Ropo?
What?
This an El Ropo?
No, it's Red Riding Hood, the story.
I mean a cigar.
It's quiet now. The kids are listening. So, they start off, you see. I mean, let me get this thing. Red Riding Hood.
There's a wolf in there someplace, Uncle Ray.
Yeah. Glad you reminded.
She's running through the forest and the wolf is chasing her.
What happens? How'd it come out?
I never finished the book.
Huh?
I never finished the book, and besides, you're telling a story.
Oh. So, they start and... Uh-oh, there's our team. So
that's
long,
the
kids.
Uncle Ray will be back again to continue
forget,
this story.
Don't forget, eat cereal.
Or another story one day real soon. And there you have it for another day, too, folks.
Today, the Bob and Ray Show came to you from the bottom of the elevator shaft at Radio City, New York. Now, before we go, a final word from the elevator operator.
Face the door, please.
We'll see you tomorrow, maybe.
Until then, this is Bob Elliott.
And Ray Goulding saying, right, if you get work.
And, of course, hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly boys. Wish me luck tomorrow.
Good luck tomorrow.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.